going through right now at this present time, you got to step beyond the now and look into your future and say better days ahead. Can I get a witness up in here? Praise the Lord, somebody. And I know, praise God, from the beginning of this year, even up until now, it seemed like the people of God has gone through so much. So many trials, so many tribulations, so many haters, so many naysayers. Can I get a witness? Talking about you, lying on you, ostracizing you, criticizing you. Can I get a witness now? But you need to speak it into your life and say, I got better days, better days, better days ahead. Now, I wanted to read that first chapter because we see in the Word of God where Job was a blessed man. Can I get a witness? Job was a blessed man. He was blessed and he was highly favored of God. Can I get a witness, somebody? Oh my God. And we see, praise God, that his substance was very great. But I remember reading in the Word of God, although Job was blessed and highly favored, there came a day when the devil went before the throne of God, and the devil suggested God, has thou considered, and God suggested him, he said, has thou considered my servant Job, a perfect and an upright man? But the devil began to tell God, and he said, yes, do Job serve you for naught? Let me take away the things that he has, and I guarantee you that I can cause Job to curse you to your face. Oh my God, somebody. And then I remember reading in the verses below that, the Bible lets us know, I want to read just a tad bit of that, praise God, for your understanding. I got a real good understanding of what God said, but I want to read this for your understanding. The 14th verse say, and there came a messenger and said, the oxen were plowing them, and the asses feeding beside them, and the Sabaeans came and they fell upon them, and they took away, and they took them away. Yea, have they slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell thee. And while he was yet speaking, thank you, Lord. I say, while he was yet speaking, the Bible says, and there came also another one and said, the fire of God is fallen. Can I get a witness here? From heaven, and had burned up your sheep. Can I get a witness? And the servants, and consumed them. And I only am escaped. Glory to God. To tell thee, while he was yet speaking, you ought to look at somebody and say, neighbor, when it rains, it pours. Come on, somebody. It seemed like trouble after trouble after trouble came Job's way. While he was yet speaking, there also came another and began to say, can you put that 17th verse up on the screen? While he was yet speaking, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, while he was yet speaking, give me that 17th verse. There came also another and said, the Chaldeans made of thee three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them all away, yea, and slain them, oh my God, the servants, with the edge of the sword, and I alone am left to tell thee. I wanted to read those first three verses because listen to me for a few minutes. If you notice, when trouble first came, the devil hit him in his finances. I say the devil hit him in his finances. Finances and health and your family and your friends. That's the most part of life that we have to deal with. But the devil hit a low blow and hit Job in his finances. Everyone that came, they came to tell him about the oxen was burned, the sheep was burned, the camel was taken away. But you need to look at somebody and say, in spite of it all, I got better days ahead. Can I get a witness up in here? I may not have no money. I may not have everything I want, but neighbor, there are better days ahead.